Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Today, I'm with Dr. Jeffrey Sonsino, who is an assistant professor at the Vanderbilt Eye Institute. He is also the chair of the Interior Segment Committee of the American Optometric Association. Today, Dr. Sonsino will discuss the basics on getting a vision exam. Welcome, Dr. Sonsino.
Thank you, Stacey.
Who should get their eyes examined?
A comprehensive eye examination is a critical part of any health maintenance. When polled, most people believe that sight is the sense that they're most afraid of losing. Regular eye exams are the best way to detect forms of vision loss, which may be treatable and preventable. In fact, the American Optometric Association recently completed the American IQ Survey, that's spelled E-Y-E, by the way, IQ survey on the public's understanding of age-related eye diseases. It showed a significant lack of understanding of conditions such as macular degeneration and glaucoma. In fact, only 18% of Americans know that macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in those aged 65 and older. 89% of Americans incorrectly believe that glaucoma is preventable. The real answer is that it's only treatable if caught early. So, to answer your question, everyone should have routine eye examinations.
What does an eye doctor check during an appointment?
Well, a comprehensive medical history, including systemic conditions that may manifest in the eyes, is the first part of any eye examination. Did you know that the eyes are the only place in the human body where blood vessels are visible in their native environment? And so, conditions such as diabetes or hypertension can sometimes be picked up in advance of anything going wrong with the rest of the body. From there, the doctor will check visual acuity, which is really a test of how well somebody is seeing. We'll check things like eye pressure, color vision, eye movement, peripheral vision, structures of the front and back of the eye using either a photograph or a dilated examination. And then, of course, we'll check for glasses or contact lens prescriptions. The doctor will look very carefully to see if there are any causes for concern, either now or in the future. And if there is a condition that requires treatment, such as an eye allergy, conjunctivitis, or even dry eye, that will be addressed during the exam.
How often should you get your eyes examined?
We recommend that those over the age of 60 have an annual eye exam, or possibly more frequently if the doctor recommends it. And, you know, this is based on somebody who's healthy. So those who are even younger, the recommendation, you know, if somebody has diabetes, for example, that's going to be an annual or possibly more frequently, depending on their severity of their condition. But, you know, a young adult or a young professional, we recommend every 2 years having an eye examination.
And what age should a child get their first eye exam?
Now, you would think that that's an easy question to answer, but in fact, it's a little complicated based on who you ask. I think everyone agrees that, you know, if there's anything out of the ordinary with a child that the parents or the pediatrician notices, that's cause for immediate concern. Go right away to get the eyes examined. But if you ask the American Association for Pediatric Ophthalmology and Strabismus, they recommend that children should just be screened by their pediatrician and any irregularities should be referred to the eye doctor. If you ask the American Optometric Association, they recommend that starting at 6 months of life, a child has their eyes examined. Personally, I fall somewhere in between, and I'll tell you that my kids will have an eye examination before they enter school.
What can a routine eye exam detect?
Well, besides the need for a prescription, which is kind of the obvious, we can detect many eye conditions, which range from dry eyes and allergies, all the way to vision-threatening diseases, such as macular degeneration, where the very center part of vision develops a blind spot, or glaucoma, which is where the side vision or peripheral vision starts to decline, diabetic retinopathy, which we've discussed, things like cataract, which eventually everyone will develop. If you live long enough, you will develop a cataract. And it's just a question of at what point is that cataract visually significant and potentiates the need for cataract surgery. Things like retinal detachments can be caught. And then also a condition called amblyopia. When we're talking about children, amblyopia is a condition that could be silent and is sometimes picked up by screenings at the pediatrician's office, but sometimes will manifest into adulthood, where the brain essentially picks one eye and shuts off the other eye because of some problem. Whether it's as simple as something like a prescription in the eye that's uncorrected, or as complex as an eye turn. But, you know, all these things we can pick up in a routine eye exam.
Is there anything else you would like to add about the importance of getting your eyes examined?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the main questions I'm asked about during an eye examination is about LASIK surgery. LASIK surgery, you'll see billboards all over the place. And LASIK surgery we typically do not do on kids who are younger than 18. And we really want to make sure that the vision and the prescription stops progressing when you do LASIK surgery. But, you know, that opens up a whole rabbit hole that I'm happy to discuss with anyone who comes in.
Thanks, Dr. Sonsino, for taking time out of your busy schedule to discuss the importance of eye care.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.